Joining me now on the Newsmaker line, Tyler Erickson. He's running for West Fargo City Commission. Tyler, first of all, thanks for taking time out to visit about your candidacy for the West Fargo City Commission.
Of course, Chris. Yep, thanks for having me.
First of all, tell our listeners that may not know who Tyler Erickson is, who you are, and how you came to run for the West Fargo City Commission.
Sure. So my name is Tyler Erickson. My wife and I and our three kids, we moved from Bismarck to West Fargo about 3 years ago. And ever since, we've called West Fargo home. We love it here. And there's just so much opportunity here, which is one of the reasons, one of the many reasons that I'm deciding to run. You know, to me, West Fargo really is synonymous with growth and opportunity. And my decision to run really stemmed from, I've never really lived in a community like West Fargo with all of the opportunity, with all of the different amenities, things to do with our kids. It's really great. So that's really what influenced my decision.
What currently in the city of West Fargo do you think that if you're elected to the commission, you could help improve?
Sure. You know, I think it's really helpful to think about West Fargo. Just, you know, if you have a map up in front of you, and if you look at the map as the diversion comes online, the Fargo-Moorhead diversion, and the lagoons are decommissioned, I think there you can't help but be excited about all of the different opportunities for growth. All of those different opportunities for growth, of course, will hopefully help alleviate some of the tax burden that you know is so commonplace in conversations about West Fargo and living in West Fargo. You know, particularly, I think it gets talked about a lot, but the 70-30 mix of residential to commercial property in West Fargo. I think, you know, as the diversion comes online at the end of this year, early next year, and the lagoons are decommissioned, I think that, you know, we're not entering a time of stagnant growth. You know, if we have any time horizon, it is, there's going to be a flurry of activity southwest of I-94 and then up north in the lagoon area. And I think to help any portion of West Fargo, I think that those developing those areas strategically will help everybody in West Fargo.
West Fargo is a pretty growing community. Where do you see this community, let's say in 5-10 years, as it continues to grow?
Sure. I think, you know, if you talk to somebody that's lived in West Fargo their whole lives, you know, they tell you now they barely recognize it. And I think, if we hit the fast forward button from January 2026 to 2030 or even 2035, I think it's going to be the same impression. I don't think we're going to recognize a lot of West Fargo just because of all of the growth that is going to happen, which, again, I think, you know, it's easy to think about growth maybe not affecting you immediately, but the hope is that as you change the ratios and move the needle on that commercial development from 30 to 35 to 40, you know, that will in turn help alleviate some of the tax pressure on homeowners. I think it goes without saying that if you look at it's one big math problem. If you have a 70-30 mix and 70% of West Fargo is made up of residential properties, they're bearing the brunt of all of the tax burden. And so you have to with all of this growth and opportunity off to the southwest of the interstate and north, you have to prioritize commercial development to hopefully get us in a place where we're not talking about the burden of property taxes so frequently.
You're vying for one of two seats on the West Fargo City Commission. on the June ballot. What is your big pitch to West Fargo residents in wanting to represent the city on the commission?
At this moment in time, I don't know if there's anybody in a better position to be making decisions about the future of West Fargo as a city and its residents than me. I really do think that I can pull from a breadth of knowledge in state government, in the private sector, different relationships that I have with people, and truly an eye to the future that I think, you know, as I mentioned before in the interview, my wife and I, we have three kids. The only thing that I think about on a daily basis is how I can improve the future for my kids in the community that they're going to live in and grow up in. And, you know, when you have somebody sitting in a seat making decisions with those things in the back of their mind, I don't think you can do anything but mutually benefit when you have somebody like me in that chair making the decision.
How can people learn more about you and about your candidacy for West Fargo City Commission?
Yes, please feel free to reach out. I've got a Facebook page, Facebook / Tyler number 4WF. You can reach me by email, tyler.erickson.15@gmail. I'm looking for signatures on my petition. So anybody that's interested or willing, I will come to you and talk to you about the future of West Fargo and hopefully earn your signature on my petition.
Tyler Erickson, thanks so much for joining me for this conversation.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Chris.